Earlier, Adelaide racing on Saturday. The Irwin Stakes has Camel Passer running from a really nice draw. Richard Jolly, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
You would have been really happy with the two runs without winning the Durr Bridge and the Oakley Plate going back to late January and Feb. You've freshened up. You've seen enough in that trial last week.
Yeah, I thought he tried really well. He was still a little bit big, you'd say, in condition. And, he jumped well from the boxes and, it was a nice trial. Jake still sort of left a bit in hand at the finish and he had a really nice hit out, and that's what we wanted to see.
Have you seen then, going into this, from a nice draw, how is the confidence?
The confidence is pretty well up, you know, from where it's a weight for age race, which really suits him now at the rating he's at. And he's tightened up, really. He looks nice and tight from that trial. His first up record's not, you know, I wouldn't say it's bad, but it's he's always the kind of horse that's better after he has a run or two. But in saying that, he only had about a 10-day break in the paddock, so he's not coming off a 6-week kind of spell. So, he's always kept a bit of residual fitness there, and he's had that good trial under his belt. So, he's ready to go.
When you look at his form going back to the spring, he made his level, didn't he? He reached for the sky and made it. So if he can run to that over the next couple of runs, you're going to enjoy your Adelaide Carnival.
Yeah, for sure, Andrew. He's certainly... obviously the aim is the Goodwood, and I think he's the right kind of horse for it. He's under the conditions, he's well suited, and certainly if we can have him in that form that he was in at springtime, he's certainly going to be hard to beat.
You've also got Dexlation in that race, drawn inside for Jai McNeil. How do you see there?
Look, he's a horse that's probably a little bit out of his depth at this level at weight for age, but... he's a little bit hard to play, so he needs the racing to bring him on. And, I think he'll probably struggle under those conditions. But, as I said, he needs racing. And we're looking, if he runs well enough, we're looking at the race like the Wongoon at Warrnambool, which is normally a bit wet that time of year. So he really grows a leg with the sting out the ground, and that'll be back in under handicap conditions.
The two in the Irwin, you've got a couple of other runners there. Good luck to you, Richard. I like Camel Passer. He always puts in the hard yards. Good luck on the weekend.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Good on you. Richard and Chantel Jolly. They're the training partnership with Camel Passer. That'll be race 8 on Saturday, the Irwin Stakes. In a moment, we'll talk about the Caulfield Racetrack development and the Polytrack Provincial Championship with a trainer that has half a dozen runners.